Hallelujah. Come on, give Jesus a round of applause. It's all about Jesus, Lord God. Hallelujah. In Him we live, in Him we move, and in Him we have our being. Hallelujah.
It's supposed to be loud in the house of the Lord.
Because
we happy. Why we happy? Because He's alive and well.
And the baby's here. And the baby's in heaven right now. The full-grown man.
Give us the authority in Jesus' Christ. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I got the authority.
Hallelujah.
My God, my God. Say, I got the authority.
I got the authority.
Hallelujah. To do the will of God.
You
may be seated in His presence.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I want you to turn to 2 Samuel.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Thank you, Jesus.
2 Samuel. Thank you, Father. Rich is going to take this, but it's not for public consumption. I believe this is a word for the house.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Whenever you take your eyes off of Jesus, Christmas becomes a chore.
Amen.
Whenever you take your eyes off of Jesus, Christmas becomes a chore.
Amen.
So when I take my eyes off of Jesus,
Christmas.
Huh? Say man's
idea.
Man's, how should I say this? Man's promotion of Christmas becomes tedious. It brings depression. It brings sorrow. It brings anxiety and disappointment. Because instead of being focused on the one whose birthday we're celebrating, we become focused on ourselves.
Yes.
What I get, what I didn't get. What I couldn't give, but I wanted to give. And all of those things the enemy uses to destroy, say destroy, the joy of the season. Can I get an amen up in there?
Amen.
See, we have to understand that the enemy, say the enemy, is always trying to steal, kill, and to destroy, and to remove from the saints, say the saints, the joy that the Lord has given us. And that joy is only found in Him. Say in Him.
Amen.
Say, it's all about Jesus. Christ matters. Christ matters. We say Christmas, but it's really Christ matters, which means it's all about Christ, the anointed one and His anointing. Amen. And when we get pulled out of, say pulled out of, the purpose for the season, we miss Him. And Jesus becomes the one on the inside, outside looking in. You following me? The one, it's like your birthday party, but you're on the outside because ain't nobody thinking about you. Have you ever thought about it like that? It's your birthday party, but ain't nobody mentioned your name. It's your birthday party, but ain't nobody giving you a gift. It's your birthday party, but you're not even being acknowledged in the whole scenario. So the world has taken Jesus out of the equation, and for many, Christmas becomes a chore.
A chore.
Looking at my checkbook because I don't know if I got enough to give this year.
Come on now.
I'm looking at my checkbook because I'm struggling because I want to give, but I ain't got enough to give.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
And where's Jesus in the equation?
Mm-hmm.
He's on the outside what? Looking
Amen.
In.
Amen.
Thank you, Brother George. I appreciate you.
Yes, sir.
Because everybody knows it's true.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
And you're right in the square of the head.
Amen.
And we build up, we build up, and we build up. It's okay to share love with people. Amen.
Amen.
But there's a reason for why I do what I do, because God judges not your action, but the heart that promoted the action.
Mm-hmm.
See, God's looking at the heart. Did you do it because you got to give a gift?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Did you get a gift? And not you? I had to do it. I had to get it. So, you know, here it is.
Mm-hmm.
behind it. Oh, I'm mad because I didn't get anything for Christmas. Did you give Jesus anything? Did you give him any time? Did you talk to him? Did you read about him? Did you embrace him? Do you follow me?
Yes, sir.
Say, it's not. This is not about condemnation. This is about a tenderizing of your hearts.
Amen.
It's about tenderizing the heart of my people because they get so consumed in the wave of the world system. They say the wave. You get swept away by the wave of the world system, and now you pissed off because I spent all that money to buy this stuff, and I got to figure out how to pay for it. And if that was the case, why don't you plan 12 months in advance? If you just put $5 away every month, you have enough of toys when Christmas comes around.
Do you follow what I'm saying right now?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
So we've got to make the main thing the main thing. Says the main thing. The main thing is Jesus, y'all. It's always been about Jesus. It's always been Jesus. Jesus is all about helping folks. They're helping folks. If I'm giving, I'm giving for the purpose of blessing them, but also I'm looking for a doorway into their lives so I can bless them with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. This baby, glory to God, that was ordained from the foundations of all things. He was the Godhead. Oh, it shall be upon his shoulders. Do you understand what I'm saying? So I'm all about trying to bring people to the Master. It's not about us. It's about him.
Amen.
You follow me? It's not about my name being lifted up. It's about his name being exalted. Do you follow what I'm saying? Because the Father is excited about his Son. The Father's excited about what his Son has done. The Father wants the children of the kingdom to be excited about the kingdom Son. To talk about the kingdom Son. To exalt who? The kingdom Son. Because that's what we're here.
Amen.
You're not here. Say, not here.
Not here.
To do your own agenda.
Amen.
And when you get into him, his agenda doesn't become burdensome.
Amen.
It's burdensome when you don't know Jesus.
Amen.
It's burdensome when you try to do what you think Jesus wants you to do instead of doing what Jesus told you to do.
Yes.
That's when it becomes burdensome. Do you follow what I'm saying? Becomes burdensome. And the enemy is always trying to make you carry burdens that you should not be carrying.
Right.
Say, quit carrying burdens.
The enemy
will bring people in here, then he'll run them away and try to make you feel guilty that they left.
That's a job.
But it's our job not to be difficult, not to be ever carrying that guilt.
Come on, sir.
It's not my guilt. We love you. We gave you everything. Right. You left. Nobody did anything to you.
Right.
The demon in you couldn't handle the truth that was coming forth out of you. You understand what I'm saying? People say they want God. They don't want God. They want God on their own terms. Let me do what I want to do, and I'll make some time for you. Doesn't work like that with the Father. Do you understand what I'm saying? So when Pastor Rita says, glory to God, we're thankful for your steadfastness.
Amen.
Even when the word hits you in the mouth.
Yes.
Even when you don't like what it says.
Yes.
But you keep coming back.
Amen.
That's a sign of resilience. Say resilience.
Resilience.
You follow what I'm saying? Because guess what? You're in here to change. You're not in here to stay the same.
Yes.
You should be different with God. Your relationship with God should be different than it was 12 months ago.
Yes.
You should have a relationship with God now that's substantive. Say substantive. What I mean when I say substantive? It has what? It has some value. God has some value to you.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
And we're going to read about it. We're going to go to 2 Samuel talking about Obed-Edom.
Okay.
Obed-Edom was a beautiful story. But Obed-Edom is a reality that God is trying to release in the earth realm today.
Mm-hmm.
See, the pandemic came, but God wasn't worried about the pandemic. God knew the pandemic was coming.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
See, God knew the pandemic was coming. Say, coming.
Mm-hmm.
God also knew the pandemic would test.
Mm-hmm.
God knew the pandemic would separate. God knew the pandemic would kill.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. God knew that sinners would die and some so-called saints would die.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Do you follow what I'm saying? And some saints. But the Bible said to be absent from the body to be present with the Lord. Why are you fearing
death? Come on, sir.
That's right.
Like you're leaving something better to go to heaven. Yes. You're leaving the worst to get to the best.
Come on.
So why are you tripping on death? To be absent from the body to be present with your Lord. So why are you tripping on death? You're going to be walking on streets of gold. You don't even know what gold looks like. Pure gold, you can see straight through it. It's translucent. Glory to God. You're living in a place you don't even understand where you're going. Hallelujah. Called revelation. No word. Struggling about everything but the word of God. And failing on everything but that. Do you understand what I'm saying? The word of God is yours. Say the word of God. That's your foundation. So the enemy always tries to make you feel like you're not doing anything. And you blessed me with the revelation. Because see, I knew that. Your brother George triggered it. When he's talking about the bamboo tree.
Yes, sir.
Plant a seed and you don't see it rise up for 8 to 10 years. Send that germinate. Say, send that germinate. Hey, plant. God bless you. Say, sit in that germinate.
Sitting
that germinate, man. So the enemy tries to make us feel like nothing is happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Huh? Try to make you feel like your labor and your work is in vain. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Particularly the leadership. Say leadership. Because leadership is put in the work. And we're all called to be leaders.
We're all called to be leaders.
Mm-hmm. See, that's what happens. We forget that we're in this together.
Yes.
Every individual on a team is necessary.
Come on.
Say everybody.
Everybody.
Say practice players.
Practice
players. Unnecessary.
Practice.
If nobody can practice with, you can't develop.
Right.
I need practice players. I need the water boy.
Mm-hmm.
I need benches. I need everything. See, he need everything on the
table.
So nobody, say nobody.
Nobody.
Glory to God. Job on a team is quote unquote, how do we say this?
Insignificant.
Thank you, Sister Devil. That's an exceptional word. That's exactly what I was looking for. Mm-hmm. Says no person is insignificant on a team. Mm-hmm. But you got to have the right mindset. Say
right mindset.
Some people just want to be stars on the team. Want to be the number one guy, number one girl on the team, huh? But we don't need people who are always looking for number one status. And we don't want nobody on the team who just only want to be there so he can have his girlfriend and his arm and his shirt on and he walk around the campus like he'd be my old big man on campus, BMOC. Because you have some guys who join teams just want to walk around, got a jersey on game day and might not even see the field, but he just glad to be there so he can profile with his girlfriend.
That's right.
He got his glory.
Yes, he did.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You follow that?
Mm-hmm.
It's just like a family. See, it's just a team is like a family.
Team is like a family.
You can't have one person, both people in the family fighting for control.
Mm-hmm.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
See, you can't have both people fighting for control.
House
divided against itself can't what?
Stand.
Won't stand. So if you got two people fighting for control, that marriage is going to be tore up.
Right.
From the flow up. Say team.
Team.
Everybody has to find their what? Role. Say find your role.
Find your role.
Huh? And Jesus says your role is to serve.
Amen.
Say serve.
Serve.
Jesus says this. Glory to God. Don't be worried about a reward from others. You're going to get the reward from me.
Amen.
So if you sit up there, I ain't going to do it because he didn't do it. You walk around with the wrong spirit.
Amen.
You follow me?
Yes, sir.
Huh? And he's going to judge you. Say judge you. Because everybody, say
everyone
who has the word in them will be judged by the word. So everything you hear in this house or everything you read, Jesus is going to judge you by it. Because you are what? You are responsible for what you hear. Because what you hear is causing you to do something. What you're reading, there's a requirement for a response. Jesus says, huh? Faith without action is not faith at all.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So it says, if you're walking in faith, then I'll see a corresponding action in your life. So if you say, if I have faith in the word of God as it relates to healing, there should be some manifestation in your life. Why? Because faith is a producer of that which is what? Desire. Say faith is a producer of that of which you desire. That's what the Bible says. Faith comes by what? Hearing. And hearing by what? The word of God. Because hearing the word of God produces a desire for something.
That's right. Amen.
Can I say that again?
Yes.
Hearing, say hearing.
Hearing.
Or reading the word of God produces a desire in your heart for something.
Amen.
That could be success. That could be finances. That could be a job. That could be promotion. That could be whatever the word of God you read, say you read, reveals to you.
Amen.
Glory to God. Amen.
Amen.
So Jesus didn't come for here for you to be mediocre.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Jesus did not come into the earth realm for the believer. Say the believer.
Believer.
To be mediocre. He has given you a place, in him that now allows you what? To overcome.
Amen.
Doesn't mean it's going to be easier. Mm-hmm. It will be difficult. Say, difficulties come. But they're not, the difficulty is not placed here to destroy you, it's to build you.
Uh-huh.
Say, develop you.
Develop.
But you have the courage to go through it.
Mm-hmm.
Say, courage.
Courage.
Huh? Jesus came that we might have life. Say, life.
Life.
Say, life more abundantly.
Life more abundantly.
Say, abundant life.
Abundant life.
So there's nothing that you should be fearful of. Can I say that again? You should not be fearful of anything.
Amen. Amen.
Say no fear here.
No fear here.
So you should be afraid of people. So if people treated you bad 40 years ago, you should be afraid this year. You should let the past rule your future or your present. Huh? Say that's gone. Say that's gone.
It's gone.
Why are you scared of stuff that happened 40 years ago? Why are you afraid of stuff that happened yesterday? Do you see, saints? Because the enemy is always trying to ensnare you. Jesus came to set you free. Say, set me free.
Set me free.
First of all, you've been set free from guilt and shame.
Come on.
Your judgment against you has been taken away. Jesus took your penalty. Huh? See, that's why you celebrate Christmas, man. See, the world has told you Christmas is about spending that money. Give it. It's about spending money. Commercialism. It's about commercialism because they've changed it. They changed it. Huh? They changed Christmas to be about spending money. The way they get your money is make you buy gifts. That you don't even want to give.
For real. Say that now.
Do you follow me? Because by definition, say by definition.
By definition.
Lord, it's about Christ. Say Christ.
Christ.
Not about you.
Right.
I'm pissed off because I didn't get the bicycle I wanted. Mm-hmm. Who told you you're supposed to get a bicycle?
For real.
What Jesus is a bicycle? You follow me? It's like Clinton. We were talking about we got a birthday party for you, but we don't ever mention your name. And we give everybody gifts, but Clinton. Clinton on the outside looking in. Everybody having fun. Clinton ain't even there because it ain't about Clinton. It's about giving the gifts. We forgot about Clinton. Do you follow what? You follow Terry? That's what's happening. But it's okay to give gifts. But stay focused on the main thing.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
The main thing is the master.
Amen.
And the master wants your time.
Yes.
The path, say the master.
The master.
The master wants you.
Yes.
Did you follow me, saints? Mm-hmm. See, all this pandemic stuff, say God knew what was going to happen. But he's testing his people.
His people.
Because he knows what's going to happen to the world. They're going to walk with fear, terror, anxiety. All that stuff's going to mess them up. And it should be messing up the saints. You follow me? Amen. If Jesus is a healer, and he is, amen, how come you're scared to gather?
Come on now.
If Jesus is a healer, why are you scared to gather? If he's a healer, he says he is. But the word says, as a man thinketh, so is he. If you don't think he's a healer, then you don't heal. Do you follow me? So in the pandemic, say in the pandemic. If we really love God. The word and the circumstances comes to examine your response to what's going on. Do you follow that? See, God allows it to happen because if you're truly examiners of yourself in accordance to the word of God, the word of God will change you. Why? Because it will convict you of your lack of faith. Do you follow that?
Amen.
See, we've got too many babies in church. I'm going to stop that. We will never say in this church, going to church again. You are the church.
Amen.
This is the fellowship.
Yes.
Can I say that again?
Yes.
We say fellowship. Say fellowship.
Fellowship.
This is the fellowshipping of the saints. Because you all are the church. We don't go to church. You are the church. Do you follow what I'm saying?
Amen.
Say, I am.
I am.
Say the church.
The church.
So this is a place of development. Say development. Huh?
Yes.
This is a stage. These are stages of development to take you to higher levels of consciousness. Mm-hmm. So you can be what God has called you to be. Not only to this house, say this house, but to the people who need it on the outside.
Amen.
Amen. Do you follow that? Amen. So people come to church or the fellowship. And when the fellowship doesn't provide what they think they want, they leave. You follow me? Because it's based upon, say based upon, what they want and not what God wants. Do you follow that, saints? So when you come trying to make God fit your agenda, he won't fit your agenda. Huh? God will not fit your agenda. It's his agenda that he's trying to manifest. And his agenda is so far beyond your limited understanding that you can run from God and miss him because you didn't like what they was doing in this place. Because it triggered you. Do you understand what I'm saying? That's like the army. The army don't bring you in. Or the Navy don't. Did the Navy tell you? Did the Army tell you what you could do, Brother George?
Yes, sir.
They told you every day what you must do. Because they had a vision for him. You follow me? And the vision for him, say the vision for him. Might not agree with him.
Amen.
Did you like getting up at 4:30 in the morning? You got what? You out here marching all over the place. It's hot. 900 degrees. With 40 pounds on your back. You marching. Did you want to do that, Brother Jones?
No, sir.
But was it necessary?
Yes, it was.
Do you follow what I'm saying? Say necessary.
Necessary.
People think that coming to fellowships is all about make me happy. Sing to me. Make me feel better. Take this heavy load off of me. You follow me? And don't make me do nothing I don't want to do. Do you understand what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying? You follow me? So that means what? See, I don't stay. You know why? I can go with a little bit of sleep. Because I know I have to be on my P's and Q's. Brother George.
Yes, sir.
You need to be ready to move on an instant.
Yes, sir.
Sergeant French, get ready. We're getting ready to go to Afghanistan right now. We're leaving in over $300. He ain't got no time to make a decision. He's got to get ready.
Right.
He better be prepared. You understand what I'm saying?
That's right.
Because whether they're prepared or not, he's going to fight. Come on.
He's going.
That's right.
Come on to jail.
So he's going to jail. So he's going. And if he goes AWOL, absent without leave,
right.
He going to the grave.
Right.
Do you understand? Because see, it's a high range of responsibility.
High range of responsibility.
People don't think in the fellowship they're responsible.
Jesus.
Wow.
I can leave when I want to. You come up here and make a commitment to God that you're going to fellowship, that you're going to commit to this church, and then you run because you don't like what you see. Do you follow me? And as if God didn't see that, because he's checking your heart. Remember, God says you've never seen him, but I see how you love me by the way you treat other people. People who loved you, who gave you everything, and you left because you didn't like what they was doing, and they did nothing to you. Do you see how the enemy plays? Because his whole desire is to create what? Division. But when you love Jesus, guess what? You don't break him. You love one another. Do you understand me? Why? Because it's created what? Character. Say character building. See, your love should be for Jesus. Say Jesus. And Jesus alone. And as your relationship with Jesus, hallelujah, is developed, you will have a relationship with others that is vibrant. Do you understand what I'm saying? Say vibrant. That's why you cannot worship Lord with your intellect. Your intellect will mess you up. Why? Because I told you the enemy plays where? In your five-sense realm. It makes you think people hate you. What? Because he comes to operate in your feelings. Say emotions.
Emotions.
Say emotions.
Emotions.
So something, say something.
Something.
That was supposed to, glory to God, bring you into wholeness, you run from because you don't like the way it feels. My son Ryan, he said 3,000 enlisted people came in with him. And 1 week, 1,500 people ran, went back home.
Wow.
Half the crew, after 1 week, left. Wow. Most of them didn't tell nobody they were leaving. Disappeared. Say disappeared.
Disappeared.
My secretary had a nephew. They paid all their money to go to Texas to see him graduate. He left 1 week before they got there. So they didn't pay hotel bills. They didn't buy gifts for him and everything. And they don't even know. He's been gone. He didn't do the 9 weeks.
Yeah.
1 week left.
They go to the base shelter. He ain't walk. He don't know where he is.
Wow.
Do you follow me? So what the Father is doing with his body, say the body of Christ.
Body of Christ.
He's sifting it. Say sifting it. Because everybody don't want to be what Jesus wants them to be. Do you follow that?
Yes.
See, it's not about you coming because your mama made you come. You come because you want to be in the presence. You come because you want to learn more about him.
Yes.
It's not about what people want. It's about what I want.
Yes.
I want to know Jesus.
Amen.
Do you understand what I'm saying? You follow that?
And
if. And if Pastor Reggie was here for the people, say for the people.
For numbers,
say for numbers.
I
would have left a long time ago.
Amen. Amen.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Amen.
See, I can make money. I don't have to take the job that I take. I got credentials. But you know what? If I don't do what the Father wants me to do, my credentials don't mean squat. Do you understand what I'm saying? Right along, right now, say right now. Your pastor at the low level is worth $125,000 a year. At the high level, $200,000. That's what I'm worth. That's what they tell me. But you know what? My job was to help me build this.
Yeah.
And what I'm building is people.
Yeah.
You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And money, and money.
Yeah.
It ain't all about money. It's about what God wants me to do.
Yes.
Amen.
So that's why I pour my life in here.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
that's good.
Amen. See, there's a battle they have to deal with.
Yeah.
And the battle is, go make more money and forget these people.
Yep. That's real.
That's the battle. They don't care about you. They don't care about the time and the effort you put into them. They don't give a flip about you. That's the border. That's the mindset that I get. That's the fight of the enemy. They ain't praying for you. They talking about you because they upset with what you said. Folks, pastors deal with a lot. Ain't nobody calling you this week. Don't give a flip about you. I'm being honest with y'all.
Yes, sir.
Confirming my prayer.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
See, the enemy plays.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You and your wife, y'all need to leave and go get yourself together. Mm. Go work for y'all and forget about them. They don't care. You ain't accomplishing nothing here with these people. Talking about Satan, these are the voices. See, I don't listen to everything. I hear what they're saying, but I go, nah.
Amen.
Amen. No, that ain't true. Mm-hmm. But just because you say it ain't true don't mean he don't stop talking. He's a spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Leave Sunday, you ain't preached the right thing.
Jesus.
They ain't shouting. Because see, you got to be confident when you're speaking up here.
That's right.
Huh? I don't need you to be shouting. But guess what? Say, guess what?
Guess what?
But you know, recognize that when I do shout, I'm giving my pastor motivation.
Amen.
Amen.
Because I understand how the enemy. Yes, yes, that's right. I agree with that. Mm-hmm. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Because
Satan does not want you to walk in truth. And he always comes to deal with the head. See, the head of anything don't get attacked. That's why the enemy attacks your head. That's why the enemy attacks your thoughts. That's why the enemy comes against you in your head. Glory to God. Why? Because if I can control what you process, I control what you do.
Yes, sir.
Control what you think about. I control what you read. I control how you think. I'm going to control how you function. I'll make you ineffective in this fellowship. And then he tries to embarrass you because don't nobody believe like you. You start walking with God, friends start looking at you like you're crazy.
Yeah, right.
Now he tries to make you feel like you're insecure and insufficient. Not because ain't nobody listening to words that you sowing into their hearts.
Right.
Trying to invite them to come to the place where you fellowship because you believe it's a valuable place. Right. And you believe it's a place where they can come and get a good word. And you believe the Lord can transform their lives. And they look at you like, I don't need that.
That's right. That's it.
I need all of it.
Do you follow me?
Right.
But your spirit man said, I don't care what, forget it. They don't want it. I'm going to be right there. I'm going to eat when they don't want to eat.
Right.
I'm coming to get what I need to get.
Yeah.
You follow me? I'm coming to feed so I can grow and develop.
Yeah.
I'm coming to become all I can be in Christ.
Yeah.
I'm not looking at the now, I'm seeing the future. Right. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I know I'm going to be better as a result of being here. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Clinton, you just don't come here to be coming here, do you? You believe this is valuable. You wouldn't be here if it wasn't.
That's right.
Amen.
It's a shame to come to a place and come to a place, sit and get nothing out of it.
Amen.
You're wasting your time.
Yeah.
It's a waste of time to come to a place, sit here, and you don't process anything.
Mm-hmm.
And go back to you the same way you came out.
Mm-hmm.
It's a waste of time. It's crazy. You follow me?
Yeah.
That's why I study. That's why I prepare. Because I want to give you guys something of substance.
Yeah.
Because one day I'm going to stand before Jesus. He's going to judge us. And he's going to say, what did you give them?
Right.
Two things. Depart from me, you work of iniquity. Or, well done, my good and faithful servant, Reggie.
Amen.
My son, you've been faithful over a few things. I'm going to make you rule over much.
Yes.
See, that's what drives me. Because I understand. Say, understand.
Amen.
And we're going to give an account to Jesus. Why do we give the account to Jesus? Because the Father has given him the authority. He's the head. He has died. He's done all of the work. He's done the living. He's overcome. So God says, you judge them. Because you did what they were supposed to do in you. So the Father will judge his children. And you're going to judge by what you did on the planet. It's not fair. Is that not fair? He gives you an assignment, tells you what you've been called to do, tells you what his expectations are, and then he gives you the word and the Holy Spirit, say Holy Spirit,
Holy Spirit,
to give you the power to what? Walk out this life. Successfully. Say successfully. So you might get some bruises. Because many say many things. Many things that a lot of believers in church have to deal with is not because of Jesus, because of their disobedience.
Amen.
Say yes to
Amen.
And what does he say? Quit doing the wrong thing. He said, if you come under judgment, let it be because you did the right thing and not because you did wrong things and you being judged because of your disobedience.
Come on.
That's a waste of time. Your time is. Yeah. Certain things you shouldn't do, you shouldn't have done.
Yeah.
But guess what? Huh? If your heart is right, say if your heart is right. You don't do them again.
Amen.
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 Amen. So I heard Pastor Reed talking about seasons. Seasons are put in place for direction. Say direction.
Direction.
Also for preparation. Say preparation.
Preparation.
Mm-hmm. If you know it's going to get cold, guess what? You prepare. Guess what? Things don't grow in certain seasons.
Right.
So you store up to prepare for the season where there's no growth.
Right. That's good.
You understand what I'm saying?
That's good.
So if you understand the seasons, say understand the seasons.
Understand.
Like the sons of Issachar. What did the sons of Issachar do? They understood how to prepare their hearts for the celebration of the Father. What were the hearts? What was the celebration? What were the festivals all about? It was about, for them, the coming Messiah.
Mm-hmm.
What are the festivals for the body of Christ? The festivals for the body of Christ is to cheer and to be excited about what has already come.
Yeah.
Hmm? Say, what has already come? Jesus, the Passover Lamb, has already been slain.
Yeah.
The Holy Spirit of the living God has already come. Do you understand what I'm saying? And fellowship with the Father is already available to you right now, because that's the Feast of Ingathering, the Feast of Tabernacles. It's a celebration of your relationship with your God through Christ Jesus and the precious Holy Spirit. So every season that you celebrate the feast, you don't celebrate like the Jew. You celebrate like the sun has already risen, and you are celebrating for what has already been done. The reality of what they're worshiping is available to you right now.
Amen.
You follow me?
Yes, sir.
But it also gets you in a mindset where you're not pulled away into the world's form of thinking. If you're celebrating Passover, if you're celebrating Pentecost, if you're celebrating Tabernacle, it's preparing your hearts. It's a reevaluation of where you are, say, in time. So it keeps your mind focused on the main thing, and the main thing is who you are in Christ. So you don't get driven away in seasons. You understand what I'm saying?
Amen.
Summer seasons when people get loose. Summer seasons when you start taking stuff off. Do you understand what I'm saying? Summer seasons when you start relaxing. Say relax.
Relax.
Summer season is where
most people
have the most problems. Because that's the season of the flesh. Do you follow me? That's the season when the carnality is the highest. That's the season where everybody's taking stuff off. Everybody's taking inhibitions. Say inhibitions. That's where they're doing everything that they want to do, but could not do. You know why a lot of people drink? So they can do what they always wanted to do, but they have no sin, have no fear of doing it.
That's right. Boost them up. That's right.
Get high. Do you follow that? And God does not have an issue with you having a good time. Jack, that's it. You follow what I'm saying? When you come into God, he changes your whole demeanor. Hold dominion.
you get joy out of living righteous.
That's right.
See, it's cool. You ain't tripping about that. Bro, you can do whatever you want to do, but I choose to do this. Don't get on me because I live this way. You follow what I'm saying? Bro, I like this girl, man, but I ain't out here to bone her. What now? What you a punk? No, man, you don't understand. See, you still a baby. I'm growing into a man.
Amen.
Say different way.
Different way.
I ain't afraid of nothing.
Come on.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So when we start walking, say walking.
Walking.
In Christ, we're going to attract people and we're going to repel people. Yes. Say get used to it. You're going to repel them or you're going to draw them. Say get used to it. Say rejection comes in the process. But don't get bent out of shape because they reject you. Jesus said, they didn't reject you, they rejected me. Because you didn't like me. So Clint, when they start rejecting you, they're rejecting Jesus. It ain't about you. It's about the life that you manifest.
Amen.
Rachel went to college and they start rejecting her. She got feeling some kind of way. She's feeling some kind of way because she wasn't formed in who she really is. Once the formation came, rejection was like, okay, cool, no problem. You live your way, I live mine.
Amen.
Follow me? Say who and see who come out on top. Because in college, I was going to have the Nicodemuses come. Whenever there's a problem, they came to me. High school, the boys on the football team, they came when nobody was watching. Because Reds, they got a problem. And they knew they couldn't handle the problem. They knew I had the answer. The answer was Jesus. But they ain't want people to know they needed Jesus. Crazy. You need Jesus and you scared. Because your partners, say your partners, your homegirls, they ain't into Jesus. So you got to go find some help because they ain't got the help you need. Then you go get the help from Jesus and go back over to this. Do you understand what I'm saying? And in the process, Jesus still loves them.
Yeah.
That's what I like about the master. When I was out here doing stupid stuff, he said, oh, he'll be back. Reggie will be back. Because Smith going to get his head boxed right now. He's going to go get some hardships. And he's going to come back. And when he come back, my arms wide open.
Amen. Amen.
And say, what you learned in the process, son? Not to do that no more.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Amen.
You follow that?
Yes, sir.
So when we say,
when we
start to walk in Christ, say walk in Christ. Say with an expectation. This one, because I'm going to read to you from Obed-Edom in 2 Samuel, chapter 6. God starts to show himself mighty in your life. Say mighty.
Mighty.
In your life.
In my life.
That's right. That's right. See, that's why singing changes you.
Yes.
Yes. Amen. Say singing.
Say
singing the right song.
Singing the right song.
With those. See, a song, say a song.
A song.
It's a culmination of words accompanied with music. So a poem can be a song.
Yes, sir.
But it's not necessarily the words. I mean the music. The music accompanies what?
The words.
But it's the words that bring what?
The power.
Amen.
Say it's the words that bring the power.
The words that bring the power.
Can we talk about this?
Yes, sir.
When we was clubbing, what did we do before we got ready to go to club? Didn't we have some music to pump us up?
Yeah.
Get you in the what? The mood.
Yeah.
And typically, you can sing the songs that you're listening to.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You vibing, you understand? So when you get there, you're already in a groove.
Right.
And you ain't hang out with no place that's going to steal your groove.
Right.
Oh, this is dead. Flatline. Got to go.
Yeah.
Looking for somebody that's thumping, right? Say thumping. Then you get people come out of religious churches where they stand there like the frozen chosen.
Frozen chosen.
Then go to a church that's jamming.
Yeah.
They like, oh, You know what I'm saying? Because I've never been to a church where these people jam and having a good time, and I feel the presence of God.
Right?
You kind of want to hear? What did your sister say?
That's when the first time she came, she was like, oh, you guys do this? And then so the second time she came, she knew what to expect. So she was like, oh, I could be free. So when she talks to her, like, her friends, and she's like, yeah, when I go to the church, I'll be kicking my shoes off, and I'm in there. And I'm like,
yeah,
it's supposed to be free.
Supposed to be free.
It's supposed to be free.
Supposed to be free.
But see, in certain churches, you got this on, you got that on. You like, they're looking at you like, why? Because they uptight. They don't know the laws.
Yeah.
Do you follow what I'm saying? Coming to fellowship is a celebration. Then you got certain people. I know. I just be one of them. I just stand outside until the praise and worship was over. I used to do that because I came from a church that didn't teach what praise and worship was all about.
Yeah.
I went to a church where you're supposed to sing to me. I ain't supposed to sing to you. Y'all get up there, y'all sing, you know what I mean? No, the Bible says you are kings and priests.
Yes.
So you're part of the worship.
Yes.
Huh? So you bring your worship. You know what I mean? Like put it this way. When we was out in the streets, you bring your own bottle.
Yeah.
You be my OG. You bring your own spirit, God, with you. You understand what I'm saying? You bring that person in front of you. So you bring your joy. You bring your peace. You bring your braggadocious. Hey, David says, glory to God, I'm going to dance all out of my clothes. You understand? David doesn't have nothing to hang out with God. I'm going to dance out of everything. I'm going to be more ridiculous than that. So David says, hey, I'm gonna be an idiot for God. I'm gonna be a more bigger idiot than you because he's done so much for me.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
Come on.
Yes.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So David's dancing. Why? Because he has a portion of God that he wants to celebrate.
Yes.
When people don't know God, they like this. When people don't know God, they stand up and praise and worship, they do it like this. They're looking stupid because they don't have a testimony of God's goodness. And guess what? They don't even recognize the testimony already exists.
Amen.
The fact that you standing up in a place where people praising God, you should be thanking God for that. You are alive and glad right now.
Amen.
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 Do you follow that?
Yes.
And this is how God chooses who he can use. He will sit up in a fellowship and he'll watch those who respond.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll say, I see that heart. Jumping up, dancing. That's all I can use. There might be one dancing up and jumping says, that's theatrical. They're not real.
Come on now.
That was dancing and shouting, and there's joy, there's appreciation. This was dancing and shouting because, this is just what we do, and I'm just doing this to get them on my back.
Jesus.
God says, I'm going to pass her.
Yeah.
I'm going to go over here because I got a real work to do. For them. There's a real devil that's trying to kill them. And when they walk in alignment with me, nothing the devil will bring on them will ever succeed.
Amen.
But this one playing. Mm-hmm. And if I let this one out too early, this one will get killed.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're playing games.
Mm-hmm.
Their heart's not submitted to me.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't put more on them than they're able to handle.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll keep them in the baby stage until they desire to come out of the baby. So I'll let them play church, but I'm going to use this one right here, and I'm going to take that one to a place where I can do business. Do you follow me? It's just like your job. They look at somebody and say, he come to work on time. He come, but they don't do nothing. She comes and she'll give me 6 hours. That one comes and gives me 12 to give me everything that she needs. That one's ready for management. That's how they evaluate you. See, that's how they evaluate you.
That's how they evaluate you.
Mm-hmm. That's how we evaluate you.
Mm-hmm.
Once we come early, stay late.
Mm-hmm.
Do things without people asking them to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Always looking to make things better for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
The management is already in them.
Mm-hmm.
We're just elevating them to a place because they're already demonstrating in the low place.
Yes.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
They're demonstrating management even though they're subordinates. So we're just moving the one that's already walking with a management mentality, and we're elevating them into a higher level of responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
So the Lord looks and sees and says, I'm checking his heart. He ain't ready. I'm checking his heart. He ready.
Yeah.
Checking her heart. Checking his heart. Mm-hmm. He's checking our hearts because he knows what he wants to do with you.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? But he can't take you where you don't want to go.
Right.
And guess what? He'll move on to get so, because God's still moving on the time to continue.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, man looks at time as linear. God's time goes in cycles. It's circular. That's why seasons keep coming around.
Yeah.
Time ain't straight. Time is seasonal.
Yeah.
You get the four seasons every year. Why? Because they're cycles of time. Say cycles of time.
Cycles.
And God gives you cycles, what? Of time to get yourself together.
Yeah.
Say cycles.
Cycles.
Huh? So certain cycles are predictable.
Mm-hmm.
Fall, summer, spring, and fall. What? Winter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That's always going to be. Say always going to be.
Always gonna be.
But God might have seasons for you here, and you might be 5 years if you miss that season before he brings it around again.
Mm-hmm.
Do you follow me?
Mm-hmm.
And remember, Jesus says the Father never puts more on you than you are what? Mm-hmm. Able to handle. And a lot of people see that as a safety net.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? That's not a safety net if you're not doing right. That's a level of what? Stagnation.
Mm-hmm.
You're not growing. So the Lord lets you stay right there. Everybody's moving on, and you still right here.
Yeah.
You still praying baby prayers. They beating up devils in their prayers.
Mm-hmm.
Do you follow me?
Yeah.
You still not reading your word. They're reading their word, and they're taking off, and they're doing things that you should have been doing 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
See, the Bible didn't say God don't study. He said you study.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's what
he said. And it's a commandment.
Mm-hmm.
People say it's optional. No, it's not.
Mm-hmm.
It's never optional. It's optional to your what? Detriment. Do you follow me? So that means you gotta make some what? Goals for what? Development. Say invest in your life.
Invest in your life.
You got to invest in your life. Which means you gotta do something typically that you're not comfortable with. Do you follow me? Because you're losing every day. We, God is trying to take us to a place. They take us to a place.
Because
folks believe you, people won't get ready to get saved. The Spirit of God getting ready to fall in 2020.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now the issue of this, can you handle who he's bringing?
Mm-hmm.
See, that's the preparation that's going on right now. What happens when God brings somebody all tatted up and they cussing? They just had an experience with the Lord, but they haven't had an experience of walking in holiness.
Mm-hmm.
See, a religious person should tell them, get out of the church. You can't come in here cussing like that. But you got to walk them through. It's called, say, discipleship.
Discipleship.
You got to walk them through this process of growth and development.
Mm-hmm.
But you agitated because they don't smell right. They don't, you know, he still might be, say, still might be. Struggling with the residuals of his lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
See, I used to lead people to Christ who was gay, homosexual. And they would call me homosexual because I was spending time with them.
Mm-hmm.
But see, they got residue. Say residue. And people think sometimes that God delivers as they happen right now. God walks people through deliverance.
Yes.
Why? Because there's a preparation going place so we can help somebody else come out of deliverance too.
Yes.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes,
sir. So, yeah, ruin my character, call me a homosexual. But I'm walking this brother out through what? Freedom. Because homosexuality is a mindset. Say a mindset. And they are born that way. That's gonna mess them up now.
Mm-hmm.
What you doing going on? Yes, they have a penis. Yes, they have a vagina. But the spirit on them.
Yes.
Yes. So it's a spirit.
It's a spirit.
That's on them to make them believe that.
That's right.
How can you say you're a girl when you're looking out here and you see this hand?
Okay.
Because there's a spirit messing with your head.
Yes.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Say spirit.
Spirit.
And see, we don't take the spiritual side of things real. No. How come another guy's a hoe and another one ain't? What do I mean a hoe? Every time you see a woman, he got to have her.
Yep.
So spirit driving him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And sometimes that comes straight out of their parents' womb.
Because
that's what they was into.
Yeah.
And remember, he always magnifies what the parents had on them.
Yeah.
Why do some have a proclivity for drinking and others don't?
Mm-hmm.
My family was a drinking family.
Mm-hmm.
My family drank everything. No, they ain't drink everything. They drank the hard stuff. My people drank malt liquor. They ain't drink beer. They drank malt liquor. Okay? Say Tanqueray.
Tanqueray.
If it's green in the bottle, it's dangerous.
Yeah.
That's dangerous. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I heard that turn to not a head. So we be sitting around, say, sitting around. But cigarettes is cigarettes. Cigarettes is form of what? Drug addiction. Switchcraft. Smoking. My people who smoke cigarettes and their hand be burnt. Because they smoke that thing down to the tip. Give it up. See what I'm saying? We used to see it. Christmas. BB King. Merry Christmas, baby.
Yeah.
Every Thanksgiving, except that they got the crazy songs.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that was part of our what? That's our culture. That's the DNA that was flowing through there.
Yes, it was.
Do you understand me?
Yes, sir.
And if it wasn't for Mom and the Word of God, we'd have walked right in it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Right.
Huh? Mm-hmm. But yet we had to fight it, so I had to fight it.
Right.
My daddy liked women. My uncles liked women. I like women too, but I didn't do what they did. Because the word of God will deviate you from the dysfunction. Do you hear what I'm saying? The word of God will move you from the dysfunction. So the enemy will come to you with the same stuff that hindered your family. The enemy will bring it to your family. All the women in this family, we keep money on the side just in case that joker do something stupid.
Mm-hmm.
So he don't know about my stash over here.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Yeah. That's real.
Mm-hmm. So they can receive the Spirit of God, which says, it's yours.
It's
y'all, it's one. You don't do that.
Right.
Do you follow what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
It's y'all money. It's not you take your part and put it over here. See what she's saying? Because she got the world system that's in her. She can't help it. That's what she's been into.
Yeah.
But see, the word of God will change the way she thinks.
Right.
See, you can be in a church for a long time and still have that stuff in you. Because this is supposed to what? Change the way you think. Do you understand what I'm saying? See, the process, say process. Just because you got saved don't mean you walking in everything overnight.
Yes, that's right.
But I'm going to tell you this. If you don't read this word, you will be.
Yeah.
And you'll never change. No, you're in a house where change is possible.
Yeah.
Do you follow that?
Yes.
You're in a house where change is available. You're in a house where change can manifest. But because you don't read this, you don't live it, you will be the same 10 years after you join the body. Because it's the word of God. Not that you know the word of God that you apply that will change you.
Amen.
So do you hear me?
Yeah.
It's not the word of God you know, but it's the word of God that you apply to your life that will change your life. If you come here and listen to the word, but you never change, I'll see you 10 years down the road and you'll be exactly like you was when you first joined.
That's right.
My wife and I have been in this church we've been in ministry some time.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing we've seen, people who want to change will change.
Yes.
People who don't want to change will stay the same.
Amen.
And guess what? We still love them.
Still love them.
Just say, but we got to move on.
Amen.
Say, move on.
Move on.
Coach can love you and cut you too.
That's right.
Yeah.
Coach can love you and cut you from the team. Because the bottom line, say the bottom line.
Bottom line.
You got to function.
Right.
You got to provide what? You got to provide a service.
Mm-hmm.
Do you follow what I'm saying?
Amen.
And I'm so glad for you people.
Because
see, you're like a team of mature players. Coach, tell me what I need to do to change. And I'm going to change.
Coach.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Coach, tell me what I need to know. Don't tell me what I want to know. You understand what I'm saying?
That's right.
Uh-huh. Tell me what I need so I can be what I need to be.
Amen.
That's what the Lord is asking for his children. Say his children.
His children.
Show me what I need to be, and I'll change.
Amen.
Not what I want to be, but what you need me to be. Because I'm a team player.
Amen.
See, before I came here, you had a plan, Father.
Yes.
Before I came here, you knew what, how you wanted me to fit. Because I'm designed to fit like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I know what you want, Father, and I'm going to put what I want down so that I can have what you want.
Mm-hmm.
That's called dying to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people don't want to die to what?
Themselves.
But when you die to yourself is when you get everything that God has for you.
That's right.
And nothing's left behind.
Mm-hmm.
Do you follow that?
Because
see, Rachel, baby, could you run in my bag and get my wife here? Or can y'all see that?
We can see that.
You can see that? There are doors. Say doors.
Doors.
Or portals. Say portals.
Portals.
Mm-hmm. And every time, say every time.
Every time.
You do something. You're going to operate. Say operate.
Operate.
One of these two doors. The door of blessing and the door of cursing. What's the door of blessing? The door of blessing opens when you are aligned with God. Do you follow me? The door of blessing opens when you do something that's contrary to God. Do you follow me? Or Satan driven. Satan is always agitating, or he's always operating in the, or the what? The common, 5 cents realm. God, say God, is a what? Spirit. And those that worship him must worship in what?
Spirit.
Do you follow what I'm saying? Follow me. So every day, say
every day,
you're going to open one of these two doors. That's why Jesus said, choose you this day whom you will
serve.
That's why I said when you pray, pray what? Thy will be done. Thy kingdom come. On earth as it what? Is in heaven. So what God has established for you exists what? In the heavenly realm. But it can't come to the earthly realm until you open the door. Obedience opens the door to the good things what? That God has for you. Do you understand what I'm saying? And it also shuts, say shuts, the door of curses that was always open and moving on your way. You are attraction. Say an attraction.
Attraction.
Say a law of attraction.
Law of attraction.
You attract what you say and how you live. Huh? Can I say that again? You attract what you say and how you live. You follow me? So whatever comes out of your mouth, going to attract, say attract. It's going to attract, it's going to pull stuff to you.
Yeah.
And how you live, say how you live. It's going to open those same doors and attract those things that God didn't create you to attract.
How you live, how you live.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Amen.
So how you live?
How you live.
Do you follow that?
Yes.
And say once you learn that, say once you learn that.
Once you learn
you that. Recognize it ain't God, it's you that's in control of your blessings. Can I say that again? You recognize it's not God, it's you that's controlling your blessings or lack thereof.
Or lack thereof.
Because he said, according to your what? Faith be what? Being unto you. Say, according to my faith and
God's word,
that's what's going to come on my life.
And
you can't say it once. Got to be persistent. Say persistent. Say persistence. Because the devil don't want you to have.
Right.
That's why Jesus is so important. That's why it's so important, man.
Amen.
In this season, the Satan tries to bring so much destruction to families.
That's right.
Say so much destruction to families. Division and strife. Don't nobody talk about the Lord. They always talk about other stuff. Well, we can't do this. We can't do this. We can't do it. Never based on the word of God. Do you know people always are here to bless? People are always here to bless. Say, always here to bless.
Always here to bless.
Because God will put somebody on their, God will put somebody on somebody's heart, your need. God will bless you with stuff. Say, bless you with stuff. Sneakers you didn't even think you were supposed to get. For one purpose. So you can bless him. You ain't pay a dime for them. and couldn't afford. But God blesses you.
Amen.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Because he wants people to recognize. He recognizes.
Recognize.
He's good even when you ain't.
Yes.
Yes. Amen.
You don't even praise God, but yet he bless you with shoes.
Right.
Bless you with clothes. Bless you with a car. Bless you with a house.
Yes.
Bless you with people that love you and care for you.
Right.
Yes. And you can't praise him?
Yes.
No revelation.
Amen.
Do you follow me?
Yes, sir.
Because that's all he wants to do is to make you what? Knowledgeable of his goodness. Because you know you didn't deserve him.
Right.
You don't praise God. In your spare time, you play video games.
Ouch.
Your spare time, you're on the phone with your girls. So you understand? Talk about stuff that don't matter.
Ouch.
Mm-hmm. See, check this out, y'all. Pastor Reggie have to deal with this too. Because guess what? My flesh won't watch this and watch that. I don't want to do nothing. But you know what you're going to want to do? Make yourself do what it's supposed to do.
Yes.
I don't want to read. I make myself read. I don't want to watch this. I shut that down and not get the word in me.
Amen.
Say, I do it.
I do it.
Because I know I need it. There's a battle every day. Say, I'm battle every day. I'd rather watch some other stuff than get into the word of God. But I make myself, because once I get in, I'm in.
That's right.
Hmm?
That's right.
Spirit of God comes in. Nah, I love it. Say, I love it. But you have to make yourself. Say, make yourself.
Make yourself. True.
Because your flesh, say your flesh.
Flesh.
Mm-hmm. Don't want to do right. 2 Samuel chapter 6. Y'all get some out of this?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because believe me, we've been prepared for this year.
Yes.
I'm thankful to this young man right here, Clinton.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
Bringing brothers would be bringing brothers. Which means he's a man of character.
Amen.
He uses his influence. He's got influence and he recognizes it. And he simply says, guys, come on over. You need to check out this Bible study. You don't say no more than that, do you?
Amen.
And God honors that. God honors you talking to people, need me. Our God honors you going and praying on that prayer for joy, the joy FM.
Amen.
God honors when you reach out to others.
Amen.
God honors when you go beyond your schedule to make things happen for other people instead of being focused on your own schedule and don't talk to nobody about Jesus.
Amen.
Do you understand what I'm saying? Because if anything, God wants to show you how good he is so you can tell other people about him and not mess up his name.
Amen.
You got a family name. Say a family name.
Amen.
I'm the natural. I've got a Goff. My name is Goff. My children live right so they don't mess up what? My name. My wife carries herself in such a way that she elevates the name. When people think about my wife, they think good things. You understand what I'm saying?
Amen.
Because she's always trying to do good by people. Even the people who do her wrong.
Amen.
You follow what I'm saying? Because it's all about the name. So me, a pastor, I ain't running around here looking at women. I ain't running around here slipping in the darkness trying to get into somebody's panties. Do you follow me? I'm not running around here to destroy our union.
Yeah, that's right.
My name is under the name of Jesus.
Yes.
And my job is to make Jesus look good in the earth.
Come on.
So I'm going to give this young man everything I got.
Amen.
I'm going to give that young man, I've given this man everything I got.
Amen.
Amen. I don't create a wrong, live a wrong life in front of them.
Amen.
Hmm? Because if I cause them to sin, God going to deal with me.
Yes, that's right. That's true right there.
God ain't going to be happy with me. He won't be happy if I teach them how to live a life contrary to God. He will be fiercely angry with me. He's fiercely angry if I'm going to live right before my children.
Right.
I tell my children I love them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't talk to them any kind of way.
Mm-hmm.
I don't scream and fuss at them when they do something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Bible says you got to know who you're raising. Do you understand what I'm saying? I told you not to agitate your children. I told you to let them write before them. Because I'm going to judge you for messing them up. Because they weren't yours in the first place. They're mine. I just gave you what I just loaned you to. So I'm going to judge you for the way you handle my children. You shouldn't have had them. You shouldn't have laid down any more. But since you brought them here, I'm going to judge you for everything you do against them. Because they ain't yours. They mine. Follow me? Then he told the children, you better honor your mama. You better honor your daddy. Because I'm going to judge you. So I told you to love them in spite of. Say in spite of. And recognize. Say recognize. I'm your true daddy. I'll take care of you. I'll put people in your life who will do better than you than your natural father ever done.
Amen.
Because that's how God rolls. See, that's how the Father rolls.
That's how He rolls.
That's how He rolls. And keep a positive mindset. A positive mindset. Mama said, y'all in the project, but you're not of the project. You know what that meant for a while. She said, you might be in the project, but the project ain't in you. What she was saying, don't let this lifestyle birth and manifest in you what it is. Because you could become just like the people you live with.
That's right.
You could become just like the environment that you live in. Or you could be different. God wants you to be different. So you can, somebody watching you can realize I don't have to be like the lifestyle I came out of. Am I making sense?
Amen.
Samuel chapter 6, 2 Samuel. Say, Obed-Edom.
Obed-Edom.
So you're talking about the glory.
Talking about the glory.
Because God wants your house in the house.
My house.
You know what your house is? Your body.
Mm-hmm.
Say the house.
The house.
You want the glory of God to roll in my house. Mm-hmm. So when I step in places, stuff change.
Yes.
See, if I can go to your house and stay in your house, I can tell you what's functioning in your house. Because you can feel it if you're in the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
You can feel people's houses when you go in there.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Say this, it's not judging.
Not judging.
Huh? When I say judging, there's two sides of judgment. Mm-hmm. One judgment comes to condemn.
Mm-hmm.
The other judgment comes to what? Compliment and what?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You follow what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Say convict.
Mm-hmm.
Say conviction is good. Because conviction says there's room for change.
Yes.
Condemnation says ain't no room for change. You're condemned.
Yes.
You're going to die. You follow what I'm saying?
Right.
That's why Jesus says there's therefore no more condemnation.
Yes.
You were condemned in the world. Now you're in Christ. Say
in Christ.
I don't walk in condemnation. I let the Lord convict me.
That's right.
Guess what? I just then I change.
Mm-hmm.
Say make adjustments.
Make adjustments.
Woo!
Right.
Ain't God good?
Because
your life is nothing but a series of adjustments.
That's right.
Huh? Say series of adjustments.
Amen.
That's your life is a series of adjustments, man.
Amen.
Say seasons of adjustments.
Seasons of adjustments.
Clint just graduated. No, you graduated what, May? He got to make an adjustment.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, give the brother a round of applause.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, over here. Man, you have to do that. So a lot of people going to 12th grade, they ain't graduating.
Yeah.
They get a certificate of attendance, which basically said they were here for 12 years, couldn't learn.
Wow.
And we let them go. Do you know you can't get a job with a certificate of attendance?
Yeah.
Not when you won't. Do you follow me?
Mm-hmm.
So when a man, young man graduates, I'm excited.
Yes.
I work in the school system, guys. I see this stuff.
Yes.
It's a lot. I say it's a lot.
It's a lot.
Be thankful for.
Yeah.
I want you to go to this. This is so cool, man. David, say David.
David.
That's a bad boy. Say that's a bad boy.
Bad boy.
Mm-hmm. David's trying to bring the presence of God back to Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm.
Say presence.
Presence.
The presence of God in that time was found in what they call the Ark of the Covenant.
All right?
Say Ark of the Covenant.
Ark of the Covenant.
It was in three phases. They would say there was three buildings. Or three compartments.
Yes.
Huh? In the old tabernacle.
Mm-hmm.
All right? First of all, There was a fence, say a fence.
A fence.
That had a gate.
Mm-hmm.
And inside of that gate was the temple proper.
Mm-hmm.
All right? This is the Holy of Holies, mm-hmm. and this is the holy place.
Mm-hmm.
Then you had the laver,
mm-hmm.
And the burnt offering, or the burnt altar.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, this represents Jesus. Say Jesus.
Jesus.
This fence, say this fence,
this fence,
was white, huh? Representing righteousness. Huh? There was only one entrance in. Say one entrance in.
One entrance
in. And one entrance out. You could climb over the fence, because if you climb over the fence, you'd be trespassing. You'd get killed. You follow? There was one way, say one way,
one way,
into the fence. And it has different coloring, blue, red, purple, or they call it scarlet and gold. Each four represents four characteristics of Christ.
Amen.
No man come unto the Father except by the Son. That's what it represents right there. Do you follow what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
And when you come in, say, come in.
Come in.
You got to be burnt up.
Mm-hmm.
They put you on an altar. Say, put you on an altar.
Let's
raise an altar. That means that's getting rid of you. Say, getting rid of you.
Get rid of you.
Then they had the labor. Say, the labor.
The labor.
That's like the word of God, because it shows you who you are. You follow, are you following me, saints?
Mm-hmm.
Glory to God. So as you go through this process, say, go through this process.
Mm-hmm.
You've been transformed.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Say, in this place.
In this place.
You had three particular furnishings. You had the altar of incense.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Glory to God. You also had the bread of life.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? And then, say, and then.
Yeah.
Glory to God. You had something that was called, glory to God, the golden candlesticks.
Mm-hmm.
Do you follow that?
Yeah.
All of them represents, and they represent,
represent
different stages of development in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Jesus says, I am the bread of life. Who will eat of it shall live what? Forever.
Forever.
Huh? That's what the two tables of showbread represent.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus being what? The bread of life.
Life.
The golden candlesticks represents Jesus being the light of your life.
Mm-hmm.
There was no natural light. See, no natural light down here.
Yeah.
It was only illuminated by the golden candlesticks, which represented the glory and the presence of Jesus. Do you follow me, say?
Mm-hmm.
Glory to God. Do you follow me?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Represents, say, your prayer life,
mm-hmm.
the eating of the word,
mm-hmm.
and the golden incense. See, the incense, the altar of incense. That represents your prayers.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you be singing those songs about offering. I'm offering as an incense.
Mm-hmm.
It's a sweet smell and aroma before God. Your prayers smell good before the Father.
Yes.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
The next place, say the next place.
Next place.
What's the altar? Say the altar.
The altar.
Glory to God. What they call the altar or the Ark of the Covenant,
mm-hmm.
which had two angels on it.
Mm-hmm.
Say two angels.
Two angels.
Go back to Ezekiel. What do those angels do? They presided over the glory of God.
Mm-hmm.
And when God showed up, say, God showed up.
God showed up.
It was smoke that came out of the top of this.
Mm-hmm.
Do you follow that?
Yes.
Well, see, for God, say, for God.
For God.
See, God comes down. We come through, God comes down.
Mm-hmm.
He's already holy.
Mm-hmm.
And we sanctify everything he touches.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying?
That's good, man.
So you go through the process. Say, go through the process.
To
go through the gate, you got to receive Christ.
Yes.
Yes.
You understand what I'm saying? As you go through the gate, you got to die.
Mm-hmm.
What are you dying to? Your old self.
Yes.
Huh? You grow. Say the residue of the old man.
Residue of the old man.
Is cleaned up through the washing of the water of the word.
Amen.
You follow me?
Yes, sir.
See, you read the word of God, it starts washing you.
Yes.
Say, cleanses you. Say, cleanses me. For everything that's not like you, say the old life.
Oh,
the residue of the old life is taking that out of your mind, because your
yes.
mind got to be clean. You got saved, but your mind got to be saved.
Ah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Amen.
Huh? See, positionally, you're saved.
Yes, sir.
But your mind, say your mind,
amen.
Your mind got to be transformed.
Come on,
see, you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Say my mind transformation.
Yes.
My mind got to be transformed. As my mind is transformed, guess what?
Yes.
These represents compartments of communion. You commune with God through eating his word.
Mm-hmm.
You commune with God by praying to the Father.
Mm-hmm.
You commune with God by laying the light or the revelation of the Holy Spirit to give you insight into what the word is saying.
Mm-hmm.
As you begin to get that insight, now you walk into a greater dimension of relationship, because now God reveals himself to you.
Good, sir. Good. Yes.
Do you follow me?
Yes, sir.
Say transformation.
Transformation.
It's a process. Say process.
Process.
Every step you walk into God, you're giving up something so you can gain something. Yes.
Amen.
Do you follow me?
Amen.
Say, I'm giving.
I'm giving.
So I can gain.
So, I'm
so David wanted the presence of God.
Yes.
Do you understand?
Yes.
Because like when God is, say where God is,
God is,
everything you need is.
Uh-huh.
When God comes, he comes with gifts.
Yes.
And everything you need, he's got. So if you can cultivate a presence, say a presence,
presence.
In your house, say in your house.
Uh-huh.
Where God knows, say God knows.
Uh-huh.
There's an altar, and you are the altar.
Yes.
Say, I'm the altar. Because
I'm the
one embracing the word. I'm the one releasing the word. I'm the one whose prayers are what? A sweet smelling aroma before the Lord. My praise is a sweet smelling aroma before the Lord. And guess what? That which is aromatic catches someone's what?
No smell.
You start smelling something funky, you be like, ooh.
You're
walking away from it. But you smell something sweet and tantalizing, you want to find out what that fragrance is.
Yes, sir. Come on.
I got to find out what that smells. Those cinnamon rolls smell real good.
Real good.
So God is drawn to your praise and your prayers. Do you follow that?
Amen.
And once he tracks your praise and your prayers, he shows up with his angels.
Amen.
And when God shows up, anything is possible.
Amen.
Say Amen. Anything is possible.
Anything is possible.
Ooh.
This is a good backdrop. Good backdrop.
This is so good, y'all. Verse number 8, are you there?
Amen. Yes, sir.
Now let's go to 9.
9
is even better. 2 Samuel chapter 6. Are you there?
Amen.
And David was afraid of the Lord that day and said, how shall the ark of the Lord come to me? What happened? Because they handled the ark improperly.
Mm-hmm.
And this dude named Uzzah was killed. Okay? Say Uzzah.
Uzzah.
Mm-mm-mm. Say Uzzah.
Uzzah
represents human strength and ability.
Mm-hmm.
You can't bring your ability and your human strength to God. It killed you. You follow me? Say, in my human strength and my abilities, God don't need. Mm-hmm. Do you follow that? And what I say does not need, I'm going to break this down. God has given you strength. Say, he's given me strength.
He's given me strength.
He's given me ability. But he doesn't want you to use it above him.
Amen.
Uh-huh. Say, it has to be in alignment.
Has to be in alignment.
With the Father.
Father.
Your Father.
Yes, sir.
Because if all you needed was human ability, you didn't need God.
Come on. Right.
Some things, say some things.
Some things.
Can't be done in your human strength.
Can't be done with your
Can't be done with your intellect. Can't be done with your strategizing, networking, and planning.
Mm-hmm.
Do you follow me?
Mm-hmm.
Has to be done in alignment with the Father.
Amen.
Are y'all getting something out of this?
Amen.
A little bit different Crystal's message, huh?
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Verse number 10. So David would not remove the ark of the Lord unto him into the city of David or David. But David carried it aside into the house of Obed-Edom. Say Obed-Edom.
Obed-Edom.
Mm-hmm. The Gittite. Say the Gittite.
Gittite.
My God.
Mm-hmm.
Whew. This man ain't even in covenant agreement. He's a Gittite. Say Gittite.
Gittite.
He's not saying he's not even in agreement.
Covenant
alignment
with Israel.
Verse number 11. And the ark of the Lord continued in the house of Obed-Edom, the Gittite, 3 months, and the Lord what?
Blessed
Obed-Edom. And what?
All
of his household.
Yes.
When the presence of the Lord is in your house, everything in your house will be blessed.
Blessed.
Yes.
Do you follow what I
mean?
Say, it only takes one. Say, it only takes one person who in their bedroom, they're praying and reading the word and making declarations over the house, and the whole house will be blessed. The whole house. Don't be talking about, Lord, when this is going to happen, when that's going to happen, murmuring and complaining. Say, cultivate the presence of the Lord in your house, and your whole house will be transformed.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
All it takes is one.
All it takes is one.
Say, just one.
Just one.
All God needs is one.
All he needs is one.
Second Chronicles 69, the eyes of the Lord go to and fro to see who he can show himself mighty. If you got more than one, more power to you. All right? One can chase 1,000 and two can chase 10,000. But God says, all I need is one. One person who's willing to read my word. Say, read my word.
Read my word.
And declare my blessings over his family. Declare my blessings over her family.
Yeah.
Declare my blessings over my whole family. God said, I'll change you and your whole household.
Amen.
All I need is one. Say, all I need is one.
One.
Say, presence.
Presence.
And I'm telling you, in this time that we've been through in America, from February through COVID all the way to now, it's been a time for man and woman to be cultivating time with God.
Amen.
Amen. It's been a time for you spending time. Say, spending time.
Spending time.
Say, spending time with the Father.
Spending time with the Father.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Amen.
Glory to God. Thank you, baby. Mm-hmm. Say, spending time.
Spending time.
With the Father.
With the Father.
This whole thing is about you and I. Spending time with the Father so the Father can begin to download to us what he's getting ready to do in the years to come. Say, not year. Years to come.
Years to come.
God wants to give you information about things coming down the pipeline.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
But he doesn't give instructions to the wishy-washy. You pop in for one, I don't hear from you again for another 5 weeks.
Right.
You pray on Monday, I don't hear from you again until next Monday. Do you understand what I'm saying? Say consistency.
Consistency.
And then when you come to me, you always ask me what you want. You never ask me what I want. You never ask me, Father, what do I want? Father, what would you have me to do? Do you understand me? Huh? Say relationship. A relationship that's one dimensional is not a relationship. If Brother George is always asking Sister Deborah to do something, I'm not saying that, just using this as okay? If he's always asking Sister Deborah to do something, and Sister Deborah is never, ever given an opportunity to engage, that's a one-sided situation, and that thing ain't gonna last. Because she's gonna crash. She's gonna go, Negro, today, it's over. I ain't doing nothing else. You follow what I'm saying?
All right,
no. Depends on her level of spirituality. It might take 2 weeks, or it might take 2 years. Say the issue is that. Say the issue is that. Cause see, everybody, say everybody, don't have the same type of what? Consecration to God.
Right.
And if he has a consecration to God, God will convict him.
Right.
Brother, you need to give that up. Cause you sure did me.
Yes, sir.
You keep praying to me about Rita. I don't want to deal with Rita. I want to deal with you.
Right.
Rita.
That's how you work.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you the problem. Mm-hmm. You're supposed to set the standard. How do I do that, God? Go to Obed-Edom.
All right now.
Check out Obed-Edom.
Check out Obed-Edom.
Say Obed.
Obed.
Edom.
Edom.
Check this out, verse 12. And it was told King David, saying, the Lord has blessed the house of Obed-Edom and all that pertaineth unto him because of the ark of God. So David went and said, No. That Joker ain't going to be having the blessings of the Lord in his house, and I ain't got nothing happening in mine.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? Say, David was greedy for the presence of God.
Right.
Say, it's all right to be greedy.
It's all right to be greedy.
For the presence of God.
Uh-huh.
Say, David said, no, we finna go get the ark and put the ark what in its rightful place.
Yeah.
But David had to figure out from the priest how to do that.
Wow.
Do you follow? Say, order.
Order.
See, there was an order to carry the presence of God.
Amen.
Can I tell you the order for carrying the presence of God? You can't let anything in your house. You can't let everything in your house. Do you follow what I'm saying? Certain music can't flow in your house. If it's not lining up with the will of God, see, what my sons did, my son said, Dad, you know what? They like hip-hop. Say, like hip-hop.
Like hip-hop.
What they wouldn't find out was Christian hip-hop.
Mm-hmm.
That was hopping the word of God.
Yeah.
You follow what I'm saying? They said, I need to go change the words because I can't be putting anything in my eardrum.
Right.
So my sons went and got Christian hip-hop. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm? Because they recognized I needed what?
The word.
The word. And every generation changes.
That's right.
See, my generation was Andre Crouch.
Yeah.
Hmm? Andre Crouch and the Hawkins.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Mm-hmm. So when he came out, people in the church said, that's the devil's music.
Mm-hmm.
because it had a little rhythm to it. We was like, they sang the word, y'all. Then I had a pastor, who used to let us listen to it, even though the people in the church ain't want us to listen to it. You follow me? Then there was a new generation that came with Kirk Franklin. When they were young, Kirk Franklin came out. This one who was in Virginia. This one was on TV saying, that Negro going to hell. Kirk Franklin going to hell. She had a collar and everything. Don't be listening to that music. That's hellish music, glory to God. You should be listening to him. I'm saying, but he's singing the word of God. Man. I'm like, my kids, like, I'm like, I find nothing wrong with this. You follow what I'm saying? So my kids listen to Kirk Franklin and Fred Hammond. You understand what I'm saying? Type trigger. Because why? Different. The Bible says every generation should make a new song unto the Lord.
Amen.
Say every generation.
Every generation.
They, you had your time with me. Let them have their time with me and express themselves through me in their music.
Amen.
You understand what I'm saying? Right. So God said, hey, I will change and transform as I desire through my children. Yeah. If my children want to express their love for me this way, who are you to cramp their style? You check the words out, the words are honoring me. Do you understand what I'm saying? So you have to be flexible. Say flexible.
Flexible.
So Pastor Richard can go to the old and what? And to the old. You follow me? Because if the word is being spoken, guess what? I'm there. So I'm there. Glory to God. So David says, check this out. So David went and brought, I'm in verse number 12. So David went and brought up the ark of God from the house of Obed-Edom into the city of David with what?
Rejoicing.
Gladness or rejoicing. Verse 13. Yeah. And it was when they who bore the ark of the Lord had gone what? 6 paces, he sacrificed oxen and what? Fat. What he was following was the what? Say the protocol. Why did they have to sacrifice? Because without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sins. There had to be bloodshed. To cover the sins of the people. You follow what I'm saying? So he followed the protocol. Verse 14, and David danced before the Lord with all his might. This is the king. Say, this is the king. This will be like the president of the United States dancing in front of everybody, going straight wild. In front of everybody. I don't give a flip what y'all saying. I'm rolling. Even if you can't dance, you dance. You understand what I'm saying? But the issue was this. He rejoiced in the presence of the Lord.
Amen.
So that's why we dance like we do.
Yes.
That's why we sing like we do. That's why we stand with our hands extended like we do. Why? Because it's a demonstration of an inward reality that we have in our hearts. We love God and we love him and we express it through song and dance or whatever we feel like doing.
Amen. That's
good. So you see the reason why we have praise and worship. Praise and
worship.
The Bible says, enter his gates with
thanksgiving
and his courts with
praise.
So the gates, you come in what? Singing.
Amen.
What do you do in the courts?
Worship. Yeah.
That's prescriptive. Why do people don't do that? Because they don't know the word. Do you follow me? That's not our way of doing it. That's God's way. We're just following what the scripture says. And David, being the king of Israel, did exactly what? What God said, because when he did, Uzzah died. Uzzah probably real pissed at David about right now. So if I'm Uzzah, I'm looking for David, man, when he coming to the king. You follow me? You ended my life, Joker. Making me do something that was not in accordance to the will of God. Do you follow me? So, presence of God, say presence of God. And David danced before the Lord with all his might. And David was girded with a linen what? Ephod. The linen ephod represented all the tribes of Israel. David danced in front of the Lord on behalf. Say on behalf. Hallelujah. Of the people of Israel. When we dance in this house, we're dancing not only for the presence of God on us, in here, we're dancing that the presence of God will fall out over here.
Yes.
Say in Bradenton. Because we want to create something. Say create something.
Yeah.
A place where people can come and experience the presence of God.
Amen.
That's what you're building. Say, this is the altar. I'll tell you, this is the altar. And you are the coals. So when you bring the fire, the presence of God will burn bright.
Yes.
So you got to bring the fire.
We're going to bring the fire.
Say, so you are cold.
We're cold.
You can't come here dead.
Amen.
Say, it's already coming dead one time.
Mm-hmm.
No, about twice. But you shouldn't be always dead.
Always.
You understand what I'm saying? Hallelujah. Say, you should be always there.
Always there.
Because thank God you come in here, you might need some glory to God, and the fire's there, boom, you can be revived.
Right. Right.
Glory to God. Amen.
That's right.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Y'all getting something out of this?
Yes, sir.
So David, verse 15, and all the house of Israel brought up the ark of the Lord with shouting and with the sound of the what? Trumpet. And as the ark of the Lord came into the city of David, of David, Michal, Saul's daughter, looked out at a window and saw King David leaping and dancing before the Lord, and she despised him in her heart. There will be people who will despise the presence of God. So, and this is a family member. So this is his wife.
It's his wife.
Say, don't do it.
Don't do it.
Say, don't do it.
Don't do it.
And they brought, verse 17. And they brought in the ark of the Lord and set it in its place inside of the tabernacle that David had pitched for it. Say, tent of meeting. He set it up just like this. Okay? He set it up just like this. Can y'all see that?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Said, holy of holies. Holy place. Court. Outer court. This is the outer court. This also represents you. Say, Pastor, what does it represent? Say, my body.
Body,
my spirit,
my spirit,
my mind,
my mind,
say my mind,
my mind,
glory to God, and my soul, spirit, soul, body, spirit, soul. What's my soul contain? My intellect, my will, my emotions, and say, and my body. My body is sacrificed. My soul is transformed by my spirit in connection with the Holy Spirit. I got a whole book on this. Rich is already reading my book, sorry.
It's good.
I can teach 6 weeks, 6 months on that. Amen. Mm-hmm. And said here, verse 17, and they brought in the ark of the Lord and set it in its place inside the tabernacle that David had pitched for it. David offered burnt offerings and peace offerings before the Lord. And as soon as David had finished offering burnt offerings and peace offerings, he blessed the people in the name of the Lord of hosts. And he distributed among all the people, even among the whole multitude of Israel, as well as to the women as men, to everyone a cake of bread. Say a cake of bread.
Cake of bread.
And a portion of meat. Mm-hmm. Huh? And a cake of raisins. Mm-hmm. So all the people departed, everyone to his house. Then David returned to bless his house. And Michal, the daughter of Saul, came out to meet David and said, how glorious was the king of Israel today, who uncovered himself today in the eyes of the handmaidens of his service as one of the worthless fellows, shamelessly uncovered himself. She's ridiculing him.
Yes.
And David said unto Michal, it was before the Lord who chose me before thy father and before all his house to appoint me ruler over the people of the Lord of Israel. Therefore, I will play before the Lord. Glory. I will be merry.
Yes.
And I will yet be more contemptible than this. Stephen Hurd sings a song about that. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Says, I will yet be more contemptible than this. And I am willing to be a base in mine own sight. And of the maidservants whom thou hast spoken of them shall I be had in honor. Mm-hmm. Therefore, Michal, the daughter of Saul, had no child until the day of her death. What's that saying to us in spiritual terms? There will be no life birthed out of you that's of any significance spiritually, huh? When you reject praising God, you will be barren. You won't birth anything of any significance to God, because you denied the very power that brings that to pass. In essence, what she did was she rejected relationship with God. Do you follow me? In essence, she said, I'm not going to debase myself. It's too undignified for me to praise God like that. And as a result of that, she was rejected. Do you follow that? Says a price to pray. What is that? It's a price to pay. I don't know where I get that word from. But say the benefits.
Yeah.
There's benefits.
There's benefits.
To relationship.
To relationship.
But there's protocol.
There's protocol.
For relationships.
For relationships.
You can't just jump up on a woman any kind of way.
That's real.
You can't just jump up on a man any kind of way.
That's real.
If you are a man or a male, women have to approach you correct.
Yeah.
Do you follow me?
Likewise,
say likewise.
Likewise.
There's a protocol to the Father.
Mm-hmm.
And once you answer, once you're in.
Once you're in.
The level of engagement changes.
Mm-hmm.
See, before I met Rita, there was only a certain way I could go to her. Do you follow me? As we got closer in relationship, guess what? Protocol began to go away.
Mm-hmm.
You follow me?
Mm-hmm.
I could just show up and we'll be given access in.
Yeah.
You follow me?
Mm-hmm.
So once you get to know God, you like Esther. You can do what nobody else can do.
Mm-hmm.
See, Esther wasn't supposed to run up on the king like that.
That's right.
She could be killed.
That's right.
That's why she said, pray for me. Say, pray for me.
Pray for me.
Because you can't just run up on the king. But because the king, she had the king's heart. When she showed up, he gave her the scepter.
That's right.
Why was that?
Relationship. Yes.
Say favor.
Favor.
Comes with a relationship.
Comes with a relationship.
And I'm telling you, when you spend time with the Father, say spend time with the Father.
Spend time with the Father.
See, worship is just not here alone.
Mm-hmm.
Worship is what you do with your life before God. That's worship.
Yes, sir.
See, that's 24/7.
24/7.
Because I'm just seeing the God here.
Mm-hmm.
I seen the God in my home.
That's right.
Say that right there. All right, Rachel, do I see the God in my house?
Yes, amen.
Amen.
I just say out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, let the word be established.
That's right.
Amen.
You follow me?
Mm-hmm.
I love the God. I love God.
Amen.
And it's just not a show. I don't come here to show.
Amen.
I love him when y'all don't see me. Love him.
Amen.
You follow what I'm saying?
Amen.
And he loves you all. So he loves me.
He loves you.
And he wants you all to develop this type of relationship. Say this type of relationship.
This type of relationship.
Say governmental.
Governmental.
He's bringing you out of adolescence,
yes,
and into maturity.
Amen.
Mature sons and daughters are required to stand up for the Father.
Amen.
Say to pray.
To pray.
Your job or your watchmanship, the altar, under revelation, candlesticks represent revelation.
Mm-hmm.
Table of showbread represents the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? The altar of incense represents prayers.
Mm-hmm.
Minimally, say minimally.
Minimally.
You should be in a constant state of communion with your Father through reading the word, prayer, and worship and praise.
Mm-hmm.
Say fundamentally.
Fundamentally.
That's the fundamental step.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we want to teach.
Mm-hmm.
That's why Thursday nights are so important.
Mm-hmm.
I can't teach to the level that I can. Thursdays, that's the night that I teach.
Mm-hmm.
You follow me? That's the night that we get deep. We get into the world.
Mm-hmm.
This is a general. Say a general.
General.
And I thank God for the quiet sessions like this. I can teach more.
Mm-hmm.
But God is preparing you all to be world changers.
Because
there's going to be some people that's going to get, hey, going to have encounters with the Lord in 2021.
Amen.
But
yes,
they're going to need to be disciple, folks.
That's right.
They're going to need people who will love them through and develop them. Like Ricardo.
Mm-hmm.
Follow me.
Mm-hmm.
Glory to God.
Mm-hmm.
You have to teach people how to walk this out.
Yes.
Introduce them to the Holy Spirit of God.
Yes.
So they can begin to walk this out in their everyday life. And be there. Say, be there.
Mm-hmm.
Because they might call you in the most inopportune times. I had to go get people out of jail.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes your wife might not be in agreement.
That's right.
Remember, God said, you ain't got to go around there. The Holy Spirit said, get up and go get him.
Mm-hmm.
And who you going to listen to? Your wife or God?
Well.
You better not listen to your wife. That'll be like this. You won't. You'll miss out on your blessings.
Mm-hmm.
And I went down there and got this guy out of prison. Got this guy out of jail. And they'll try to scare me. If this man doesn't come back, I'm coming to your job, Mr. Dom.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to put you in handcuffs in front of your people, Mr. Dom.
So you better make sure you're doing what you need to do. Because I'm coming to get you if he doesn't show up. And part of me is like, oh Lord, the Holy Spirit said, don't you get scared. You do what you need to do. You know what I did to get him out? I pawned this ring right here. I gave him this ring right here. That's collateral. So I got him out. See, God will have you do stuff that will be contrary to what you think you're supposed to be doing. But we did that. Let people stay in our house who just got out of jail. Because God told me to do it. And everything was fine. But he don't do that to everybody. Only those he can trust. Do you follow me? And all we're doing here on a daily basis is proving ourselves trustworthy. It's not a question whether or not God loves us. That should never be the question. The question is, can God trust you? The issue should never be whether or not God loves us. We should know that. The next level, say the next level. It's the flip. Can God trust you? And that's where we are. Can he trust us? And I'm telling you, glory to God, he's preparing us to say, I don't want to say yes, but to be that yes. Amen?
Amen.
Come on, give him a round of applause.